Bedtime Bites presents Leo the Lion's Great Vegetable Hunt. In the heart of the savanna, where the golden grass swayed in the warm breeze, lived a curious little lion cub named Jack. Unlike the other lions in his pride, Jack had a secret passion. He loved vegetables. While his family and friends chased after zebras and antelopes, Jack dreamed of crunchy carrots and juicy tomatoes. One day, as Jack was lounging under an acacia tree, he overheard a group of passing flamingos gossiping about a magical garden hidden deep in the jungle. They spoke of enormous pumpkins, towering cornstalks, and the juiciest berries anyone had ever tasted. Jack's ears perked up and his whiskers twitched with excitement. He knew right then that he had to find this extraordinary garden. The next morning, Jack woke up before the sun had even peeked over the horizon. He quietly padded past his sleeping pride members and set off on his great vegetable hunt. As he ventured into the lush jungle, the world around him came alive with vibrant colors and strange sounds. Jack hadn't gone far when he stumbled upon a wise old elephant named Ellie. "Where are you off to, little lion?" she asked, her trunk swaying gently. "I'm looking for a magical vegetable garden," Jack replied eagerly. "Have you seen it?" Ellie chuckled, her eyes twinkling. "I haven't seen it myself, but I've heard it lies beyond the whispering waterfall. Follow the sound of rushing water, and you'll find your way." Thanking Ellie, Jack continued his journey. He padded through dense foliage, his paws sinking into the soft earth. Soon, he heard the faint sound of water in the distance. Excited, he quickened his pace. As Jack approached the whispering waterfall, he met a colorful parrot named Polly, perched on a nearby branch.
"Hello there, young lion,"
Polly squawked. "What brings you to this part of the jungle?" Jack explained his quest for the magical vegetable garden. Polly ruffled her feathers thoughtfully. "Ah, yes. I've flown over it many times. Cross the rainbow bridge behind the waterfall, and you'll find what you seek." Encouraged by Polly's directions, Jack carefully made his way behind the cascading water. There, just as the parrot had said, was a shimmering bridge made of all the colors of the rainbow. Jack took a deep breath and began to cross. On the other side of the bridge, Jack found himself in a clearing unlike anything he had ever seen. Rows upon rows of vegetables stretched as far as his eyes could see. There were purple eggplants as big as boulders, carrots taller than giraffes, and pumpkins that could house an entire family of meerkats. Jack's eyes grew wide with wonder. He didn't know where to begin. Should he start with the crisp lettuce or the plump tomatoes? As he pondered his choices, he heard a gentle voice behind him. "Welcome, little one," said a kind-looking tortoise wearing a straw hat. "I am Terence, the keeper of this garden. What brings you here?" Jack explained his love for vegetables and his long journey to find this magical place. Terence listened patiently, nodding his wrinkled head. "Well, Jack," Terence said with a smile, "you've certainly come to the right place. But you must remember, with great vegetables comes great responsibility. We must always respect nature and take only what we need." Jack nodded solemnly, understanding the importance of Terence's words. Together, they walked through the garden, with Terence showing Jack how to properly pick and care for each vegetable. Jack learned about the importance of sharing and how working together could make the garden thrive. As the sun began to set, painting the sky in brilliant oranges and pinks, Jack knew it was time to head home. His tummy was full of delicious vegetables, and his heart was full of new knowledge and friendship. Terence gave Jack a small bag of seeds